I just want to make you proud. Married to this game, ain't got no ring, ain't say no vows. Never mind me, cause I'm just thinking out loud. Until I'm 6 feet deep, I'm standing 10 toes down. Wanna shed a tear, I ain't got no time for that crying shit. I'm just trying to live, I ain't got no time for that dying shit. That's why I keep it right on my side, and I gotta ride with it. Took the wrong road, feel like I should've got a scholarship. I carry a lot on my back, and they don't acknowledge it. Cause they see me making my purchases, hopping out of shit. So they thinking my life perfect, and shit is sweet. But if you only really knew, shit is deep. I'ma say it some more, no, I said it before. If you don't never wanna evolve, I can't stay with y'all. All I speak is the gospel, so you know it's a fact. Know the difference of holding me down and holding me back. I zone out. Sometime it make a nigga zone out. It's amazing, don't get lost in my mind, just get lost in the rhyme. Zone out. Sometime it make a nigga zone out. When it make it hard to sleep at night, that's when I start to think I zone out.
Get up off your ass and just do it, trust in your grind. They just wanna see the results, fuck if you trying. They tell me it's love, I'm questioning if it's real. Went wrong, trying to get heaven on earth and got sent to hell. You can end your life in a grave or in a cell.
They all right. Fuck, they gonna look at you like yo. See Ro in here, I think that's Steve in here. Everybody up in here pulling up. Slowly but surely, what up though to everyone? That was Zoned Out by Beats Gatlin. One of the more underrated battle rappers of his era, of his time, in my humble opinion, from the West. Went on to become like very integral part of West Coast Elites. If y'all remember that league out West. Very important part of just all the West, you know, the host with the most, get your dumb ass smoke. If you ever seen him host, that was his slogan. He was helping with, I think, King of the Dot Grand Prix, the one that Saint ended up winning when he beat Marv. He's just a real, real important figure that, and that's what I want to do one day. I want to make like a piece like about the unsung heroes behind the scenes. Like if I could do that, that'd be dope. Cause like people like him and, I forgot my man's name. It starts with like a B. Like it's like I forgot his name, but see, that's what I'm saying. Your unsung hero. I can't remember his name, but he's like a very important part over there. Direct, obviously. I feel like people know him, but they don't really know just exactly how much he done had his hands and shit. So people like that, man. I wanna highlight them, man. But yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat. Yeah, shout out to everybody in chat. See pulling up. But yeah, that's something I want to do, man. I don't know how I'm going to pull that off. It's just hard to get when you're trying to work on like pieces like that. It's just hard to get those people all on the same page with this, you know, to come together with the same amount of free time. So that's what it talks about. Nelly in here. What up, Nels? What up, though? Mama Ward. What's going on? Mama Ward in the building. So I just wanted to do like, this is the end of the month, the first month of the new year. So, you know, there's been a few events. It's not been many. And I know a lot of people been on social media kind of making their point to say, oh man, you know, cause not many of us, we're a different group here that kind of watches a little bit of everything, but the masses make it appear like it's battle rap has just been completely dead. I get the importance of the big leagues. I know that helps carry the weight of battle rap as a whole, but there has been some good events going on. I heard the Gates the iBattle card over the weekend went well. There were some standout performers in that. Obviously, Emerson Kennedy dressing up as Spider-Man, that went viral and stuff like that. Or I will say gained traction. I got to stop saying the word viral, but it gained traction. So there's been some good events, some good battles on some non-major platforms, although I consider iBattle a major platform now. Like, they've just done so much within the last year and a half. But outside of iBattle, there's been events. You know, obviously, we did Ladies First to kick off all the battle rap. So, you know, that's how that goes. You said, well, oh, okay. You being funny. So, but no, shout out to the URL. I did see that card. I want to talk about that too, the redemption card. Now that I know the full card, I may have a different take on my initial, like, thoughts on that. So, I see Im Langer here. That's my fault. Let me add him right now. I didn't even realize he's in here. Let me move this. at the good brother, man. It's been a minute since he came on here and chopped it up. Here you go. And Lang, what's the word?
What's the word? Can y'all hear me? Do I sound good?
Yeah, you good, man. You good, brother.
Nah, first and foremost, just want to say I'm so sick I didn't get a chance to make it to the ladies' first card because y'all, I came to the Summer Rain card last year, and I really wanted to make it to it, but I just wanted to – I never formally told you that you know, y'all did a great job with that card. I really enjoyed it.
Appreciate
y'all did
it,
amazing
man.
Job with that. Next, I promise you, the next card y'all got, I'm going to be there. If it's a summer card, I'm for sure going to be there.
August 3rd is Summer Rain 3, and I will hope. I'll just put it like this. Our ambitions lead me to hope that everyone can make it to that one. That's all I'm saying. My ambitions, like all these other cars, cool. You can make it to this. Like, I'm going to actually DM you because we got the whole official schedule. We're probably going to do – we did one event, and we got five more events for the year. I think that's like a six – 5 to 6 is a good number for us. So five more events. Our next event is April 13th. I can just say it on here. It's not secretive. So, but it's April 13th, May 4th, August 3rd. And then we're going to do like a special theme because I've just found out about Swedish Day. Apparently, that's a Midwest thing.
Yeah.
Like Valentine's Day-esque. So, we're going to do a Swedish Day card because that day is on a Saturday. So, it's October 19th.
Mm.
So, it's going to be men versus women, Swedish Day theme. Think Valentine's Day, how it's going to be looking laid out. And then we're going to end it with Humble Pie 4, it's always our staple to end the year with.
Yeah.
Early, the last card but before the big holidays, early November. So, yeah, that's our rollout. But I know I'll just send it to you so you won't forget.
No, for sure. Because I'm trying to make y'all, and then, like, I'm trying to make, because Shastafa, man, I stood him up. Because I was supposed to go to the they had a card at the end of the year, the Smoke Room Battle League. Big T was on it. It was right after the event where they had Jade and Eon, Fonz, and Heavy Half. After that event, they had another card that was pretty good.
Which one had Nex and Cannon? Was that the same event?
That was the same card. Young Cannon, that was the same card. Yeah, yeah. Big T, Luke Castro. I was supposed to go to that one, but I told I was going to go to the next one and didn't get a chance to. The last end of the year, I didn't make no events because I was super busy. But
yeah, man. For a minute, I thought I saw you, but that was somebody else at the TOS event that had like.
Yeah.
Wait, were you planning on going to that at all?
Nah. I knew there was a couple matchups that was gonna fall through, and at this point in time I don't want to go to no more events that is uncertainty whether all the battles gonna happen. So it's like I'm gonna just take that one out. But I want to do my predictions really quick. I got like a 5-10 minutes left in my lunch break. I know the redemption card, Redemption 3, which I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm a bookworm, so like I think typically the redemption cards actually be all right. They're not like a super, like obviously they're not like your main perennial, like main stage looks, but like the first redemption card was Suge and T-Top. I think it was Chilla and Prep, Rex and Danny, the second one. They had last year, which was Slade and Suge. Suge is undefeated in the installments, just FYI for a fun fact. But it was also Loso and T-Top, Jay Mills and Geechee. So they put some solid matchups on Redemption stuff. Nothing too crazy. This card, I think it's okay. I mean, for me, it's a 2-battle card. You know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
I want to see. Yeah, for me personally, I think that the two I'm interested in the most is Kid Chaos and O-Red. And Fonz and Chef Trez. I think Fonz and Chef Trez
is the one that
jumps off the page. But
absolutely.
Me personally, I know kind of the backstory between Kid Chaos and O-Red. That battle was supposed to happen like years ago. It fell through multiple times or whatever. So yeah, and then I just like it from the standpoint of like I want to see, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people gave up on O-Red. You know what I'm saying? Namely me. After the Fonz battle, I kind of was like, I don't know. Like, I thought he was going to turn a new corner with the Shufo battle on the stage and all that, but he went back. I don't know. But I like the battle. You know what I'm saying? But where you want to start? You want to start from the bottom or the top?
Yeah, no. I mean, we can start anywhere. I mean, well, we can stick with Kid Chaos and O-Red, actually, because I like when you say you like this. Hey, what up, T? I see you in the building. You say you like this for him. I do, and I like this with Kid Chaos, too. I feel like...
Yeah.
It finally kind of sets him free from like battling the writers all the time. So,
okay.
You know, and it gives him a chance to show what else he has.
Right.
You know, I know he's going to stick to his guns, and you know he's a pin by nature, yeah. So it's going to happen. But to beat Red, he's going to have to whatever he's doing, the writing, the
yeah,
he has elongated schemes and stuff like that. Whatever that is, and that type of content is going to have to hit like powerful though. It can't be subtle.
He's been working on it though. I can say like now, granted, last year was a down year for him. He didn't really battle that much. He took time off. But 2022, I mean, him versus Sheed, you know what I'm saying? I thought he had a pretty good performance in that. You know, the A-Verb battle wasn't really favorable, even though he kind of was on the winning end. And then he ended the year with the Jerry West loss, so that kind of diminished all the work he did earlier in the year of 2022. But I think he has made some natural progressions. I mean, I thought I liked his Loso performance too. I thought he was a little bit like straightforward in that battle too. But I get what you're saying though. O-Red's more back-to-back, you know what I'm saying, puncher type deal. So
yeah.
He for sure needs to be back-to-back with him. But if I'm choosing a winner, it's tough because from what I've heard, this venue is supposed to emulate the volume that they're going to do later on.
Where is and this?
Like, I want to say Orlando. Don't quote me on it, but I want to say it's in Florida. But I am personally edging. Oh, this is tough because I just bigged up Kid Chaos, but I'm edging O-Red. I'm gonna go off on the limb and edge O-Red. And the thing about O-Red is that, like, you know. When he's on, there's like a lot of battles though. When he's on though, and his material is top, like it's super top notch, it's hard to beat him, especially in a small room. He's undefeated in the volumes for a reason. I think you're not gonna really outbar O-Red in the small room. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like he looks at Kid Chaos as a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think O-Red is at a point now where he still wants those big names, but like he hasn't been showing improving since he's been back on URL, and I think he understands that. So I'm edging O-Red 2-1, but I do think it's going to be debatable just because they both rap really well, and I think Kid Chaos is extremely motivated. He's been on interviews talking about how much he wants this O-Red battle and whatnot, but typically O-Red don't really lose to up-and-comers like that. Like, there's rare instances where it's like he doesn't really care or he, you know what I'm saying, just mails it in. But in a situation where he does care and is in a small room where he can just rap through his material, I might edge O-Red in that battle. But I do think Kid Chaos can win this battle for sure.
Yeah, I'm probably going with O-Red in that too. I just feel like, when he's on, he's just a little more complete than Kid Chaos at this stage. I feel like, say what you want about Red, but Red knows who he is. Like, he don't have like an identity problem with his material, how he wants to address you and all that stuff. I still feel like, even though he's been around for a minute, I still feel like Kid Chaos hasn't mastered whatever it is he's trying to be. Like, he hasn't locked it in. Like, okay, this is me. This is my identity. I know some of it. Like, I know he's heavy on the pins.
He's for sure a slightly angle-based, pin-heavy person, but it's still like, you know, I get what you're saying, though. It's not
I know you got to run, so I ain't going to go on a tangent. But what I would say is you look back at the Rubando battle and the J. Kruger battle. He did all that, but he had performance elements. And sometimes he would do like a quick 1-2 before he even get into a scheme, like a short jab that was like, ooh, that's fire. Like, he knew he was shorting the jab, and then when he go elongated, I wouldn't say he regressed, but he kind of kicked some of these habits recently. Like, the stuff that he liked, he kind of discarded for some reason. So I don't know.
I would. It's crazy because I kind of agree with you because I do think like the. I think of his first round for Chess where, like, he really, like, that was, like, the best, iteration of him having the intricacy, you know what I'm saying, but still being performative, being kind of, like, accessible to the crowd. So I think if he taps into that, like, on a consistent basis for 3-round stretch, because I feel like there's a time and a place for him to do what he does. You know what I'm saying? I feel like in this situation, he can kind of do what he does normally, and you know, and potentially, you know, he'd be on the winning side. But I get what you're saying. If you're saying in a general sense, he does need to kind of refine his style a little bit more to where it works. Like, you know what I'm saying, consistently. So I get what you're saying. For sure.
Yeah. So you just gotta figure it out. I kind of know. Like, I got T-Top beating Snake Eyes. He's just better. I'm kind of
even though T-Top has been disappointing me a little bit. I thought he was gonna return to old because like last year he had a win. He had like three back to back wins against Loso, Trufo, and real name Brandon. And then he comes around and has the John Jett battle I didn't like, the Capo battle I didn't like, the prep battle I didn't like. So I don't know. I don't know what it is with T-Top. But he usually covers the spread, though.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster with him. Damn. Yeah, no, nah, you had me second guessing for a little bit. No, I'm gonna stick with T-Top.
I got T-Top still. Yeah.
An interesting battle, man. Oh, we didn't mention. I truly think. I know we were talking about Fonz and Trez. I wouldn't be shocked if J2 versus JC could be battle of the night. I won't be shocked.
People like the battlers. I know fans are not really on JC right now because JC hasn't really had like those big matchups, and obviously the surf narrative is kind of still lingering above his head. Yeah. But the battlers really respect JC, so you can expect J2 to be like super amped for the battle. And you got to think that he just came off of, like, you know what I'm saying, being the runner up in the bags and body situation, so he's going to be super motivated and all that. Mm-hmm. But it very well could be a good battle. I think JC just knows how to like win these type of battles against up and comers and people he's just better than. So
I think that's going to be a close ass battle. JC. He has a good effort against like this tier or this caliber, but his win loss record could like he don't leave it undeniable. Like, yo, it's JC. Of course he won.
Did you have him clearly beating Authentic?
I had him win it, not clearly though.
Okay,
not clearly, okay. But I had him win. But like, I remember when he went against, what was that, Ryder back in it, when I was like, ooh, but I had him winning. Who else?
Saga.
Oh, that was, you know, best.
That was debatable to me.
Yeah, it was. Best Born Legacy, in my opinion. That was my favorite Born Legacy. That was in Cleveland. I see. Don't start debating.
I mean, I got.
We had a debate already. We did.
I feel like three is slightly better. It was a 2-day event. You had Mike P, Daylight, Ill Will, Rum Nitty. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like three is slightly better, but I'm not mad at eight. Okay. I do like eight. I do like Saga and JC. I do like Chess. I think it was Chess and Danny. And what was another one?
Ill Will and Av.
Yeah, that's a solid three.
Hold on, and Misfit and Official.
Yeah.
Oh,
But I will say, I do think Rum Nitty Ill Will is probably better than all those battles on that card.
Yeah, but that's not how you know that. You know that's
no,
not
but
how
I know brain. I know. In Mike P and Daylight, you can kind of make the same. I'll put it to you like this: better. I think Born Legacy 8 has better battles, right?
That's all I'm talking about.
But I do think that like Born Legacy 3 has like more of those
impactful
moments. Okay, I we're on the same point.
You know, memorable. But you know, I'm not that guy. That's
like, top
that's,
to bottom card. Because yeah, you like Volume 5 a lot. Volume 5 is one of my favorites too, and I don't think it has impactful moments. But top to bottom, it's one of those. Yeah, so I get it.
Nico is that. That's Nico. Nico's like haymaker moment guy. I'm more like
I try to get like a mix between like impact, but also top to bottom good card. But I can see your case for Born Legacy 8.
Yeah, shout out to Melly in the building, Melly, and shout out to Marie, and shout out to Casey who pulled up in the building. So yeah, so you, I think we both agree we got JC in that. And then the other one that Arsenal and Holmesy. I got Holmesy.
I mean, Arsenal raps really well. You know what I'm saying? This sounds like I'm about to, you know, talk down on them. Arsenal raps really well. But the thing about this is that, like, now I will say, here's a small caveat. He does have that extra effort when it's like a New Jersey native. You know what I'm saying? Like, he usually gives like a little bit more effort than usual. Yeah. But I think at this point in time, I mean, if people ain't been paying attention, Holmesy's been rapping his best material for like the past couple of years. Now, granted, there has been stumbles and slip ups. Like, I feel like he lost the Hansel battle because of a slip up. You know what I'm saying? Him and Old Red was a good battle and all that. He had a crazy performance against the Source in the one rounder. But I think that his and then him and Marv was a good matchup too on 2 weeks prep.
I like that battle, you know, that
was a good battle. But I just think that this battle means much more for Holmesy than it does for Arsenal. I think Arsenal just giving it a look. And on top of that, I think he has he has the UW card that he has to worry about too. You know what I'm saying? And he's on the card, and plus he's also running stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a double edged thing. I just think that Holmesy is going to win this battle, kind of clear 2-1.
One we disagree on. I got Ars because of the New Jersey factor. He never Like, he's the king of Jersey. He can't let another Jersey native get, because that's the bragging rights. Just, I don't know. It's just weird what matters to guys. You would think a tournament.
Yeah.
Money on the line, but it's really like personal pride. So I just think he's and like that's the kind of going to be the game plan to bring up his spot, compare it to his in Jersey, and and if he tailor it right, that's enough.
Holmesy's a great angler, though. That's the thing.
This is the thing. He had a run where
he's still a really good angler. He comes up with approaches that I really do like, though. He may not be of that echelon of like a prime T-top or a B-dot or even a Loso, but like when it comes to like nice angles and approaches that I like, and mixing in like the punch heavy, like he has a little bit of a back-to-back puncher style mixed in with the angle based stuff. I like it. I think he's a pretty solid angler for sure.
He's solid. Yeah, but I think his peak was during the tournament run. Like, I think his peak of angling was during the tournament. Like,
for sure, there was money on the line. But he has good performances outside of that, though. I liked him versus Jada Nightwing. You know what I'm saying? I liked him versus.
Did you like what he was trying to do against B-Dot?
I liked it. It just wasn't going to work. B-Dot just wrapped circles around him. It was nothing he could do. He could have came up with his first round. If anybody else that had like a higher stature than him would have had that first round that he had with the Welcome to Battle Rap, these are all like the components of it. I think it probably would have landed a little bit more. B-Dot just wrapped circles around him, though. There's nothing he could do about that.
Yeah, I'm going to go Arse 2-1. I don't really like this battle, but you know, if I'm calling it, I would go Arse in that one.
Clean.
I got Suge with a 30, probably.
Yeah, I said, Suge don't lose, and he's very motivated this year, so he said he's not losing a round this year. But I do think he's going to beat Clean in this battle. I will say, I do like the dynamic. I don't know how far past they are in this situation, but I do like the Detroit versus Suge situation. Anytime he goes against somebody from, you know what I'm saying, Michigan or whatever, there's going to be that talking point. To me, it never gets old. I love the dialogue, so I would like to see what Clean – I mean, even though Clean's not really angler, but I would like to see what he'll talk about in terms of, like, you know, the street stuff, whatever, in Detroit. But I got Clean winning. I mean, I got Suge winning the battle, clearly.
I got him winning, clearly. I don't think Clean is, like – when Clean was in 100% battle mode, I think he had the wherewithal to address that. I think his mind is so elsewhere.
He's on a 2-on-2 tour.
Yeah.
With Matt.
Yeah.
that's what they're doing.
I just don't think his mind, like, I don't think he's savvy enough right now to even link those two like we are. But I got Suge, man. I don't like that matchup either. Are we forgetting? Well, I know Chef Trez and Fonz, is that next? What's the rest?
Don't think we're missing anything else. I don't think
we said T-Top and
We had T-Top over Snake.
T-Top over Snake. JC over J2. O-Red versus Kid Chaos. We both picked Red.
Even though I'm on the fence, though, I will say I have O-Red for now, but I am on the fence. I will say that.
Really? You on the fence with O-Red?
Yeah. I just don't know what I'm hoping the O-Red that shows up, the volume type O-Red that shows up, he beats Kid Chaos, but motivation factor, man. I do think Kid Chaos is super motivated because, like, a lot of people didn't have him beating low, so he did that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but I'm going O-Red right now. So,
all right, yeah, let's get into and I agree. I think on A game versus A game, Trez and Fonz should be battle of the night.
Absolutely, Trez had both of them had amazing years last year, but specifically Trez, I think he's solidified. Like, if people didn't have him top tier before last year, he's for sure top tier now. Like, I don't think there's no discussion. He had three amazing battles with Clone, Twerk, and Swamp, which I think him and Swamp was like a top five battle of last year, you know what I'm saying? And then Fonz, he also made a step in progression. I think he beat the not being able to perform on big stage, you know what I'm saying, Stigma, you know what I'm saying? I thought his performance against Suge was good. He also beat the stigma of not really beating veterans, which I had him beating Mac, I had him beating O-Red, and I had him beating Suge. So it's like they both made steps in the right direction, you know what I'm saying?
Who you got?
I like this battle a lot.
Who you got, though?
It's tough. Okay, so I think that I'm going to edge. I'm edging Fonz for right now. Mm-hmm. I will. My caveat is that I do think that Chef Trez still rebuttals and freestyles at a high level. He's kind of he's kind of went more into like the material back because he did say that he wants to focus more on just out rapping people, which he actually did. He out rapped a lot of people. Like his material versus Show Off is still some of my favorite material from him.
That's a fact.
Last year he was rapping his ass off.
Material versus Swamp was good.
Clone was good. Even John John. Even I can't forget that performance. He blew me away in a John John battle. So but at the same time, I don't see that many people in that small room. It's only a couple people. I'm not gonna say them, but it's only a couple people I can see out rapping Fonz in that room. And I just don't think that I don't think Trez is one of them. Even though I went on record saying he had a way, I think he had a better year than Fonz last year. But I just don't see him beating Fonz. I do want to see him in the Kid Chaos battle because that's going to tell me a lot going into it. Because I know they just had a battle this past week and I didn't get the chance to watch it. But as of right now, I got Fonz 2-1 in a really really good battle. A really good battle.
I got it like that too. I got Fonz 2-1. Now, does it matter if he goes first and Trez gets to respond with rebuttals? Does that sway you at all?
Well, here's the thing about Fonz. Fonz is like, he's probably like, amongst the newer guys, he's one of the more competitive people I know, like that's like extremely competitive. And I feel like he will try to rebuttal in the battle too, just for the sake of him knowing that Chef Trez is that type. Now, granted, he's not going to out rebuttal Chef Trez, but he's going to have one that's going to land because of the attempt. You know what I'm saying? So I will say that, like, you would want to go second against Chef Trez, but I think in Fon's case, I think that he's the type that, like, regardless of where he goes, whether it's first or second, he's going to try to rebuttal, and he's going to, even if it doesn't work, he's still going to have great material regardless.
Yeah, and I think Fon's like a Nitty, like those high echelon punchers. If you're rebuttaling a couple of things, like if Fonz has one of those rounds where he blacks, everybody blacking ain't the same level. Like certain people who black, like he's blacking out. It's like, okay, you rebuttal a couple of things, but he said so much more in that round that the rebuttal don't necessarily negate what he said in that round. Like, you still gonna have to rap after that. So
yeah, and on top of that, it's just he's adding more tools in his bag, like the scheming that he's adding in there too, with the back-to-back punching, with the scheming, whether it's the computer scheme he had against Mac or the football scheme against Suge in the third. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just really, really just added more tools in his tool bag.
This is the thing, though. I really think Fonz always been layering it with schemes. I think it's just I think it needed a big stage for people to see it. He needed to do it and for it to land on a big stage, like that third, like you said, the third against Suge, the football stuff was crazy.
Yeah.
And for people to see that and be like, yo, he is still going. Like, you can hear in the crowd, like, yo, he's still going. So that was dope. That was impressive. And I just got Fonz too because I feel like they're neither one is motivated. I'm sure Trez is motivated too. But Fonz really could put himself in a position for champion of the year. If you look at
Absolutely. He said he wants Trez, John. He wants all the other veterans that are outside of that punch room. Like, he's trying to get
clips,
like,
too. He got clips in,
and he got clips. He got clips for sure. Yeah,
he got clips coming up. So he do something against Trez, you get clips up out of there. Chess, Rex. Who else? Chess or Rex?
He said John too. He wanted John.
John. I can see Rock giving him a shot if he's on the run.
He also said that, you know, he went on record saying that, like, if Chilla come back outside, he'll fuck Chilla up in the volume. So I mean,
that'd be
there's
great.
That too. I like him and Chilla in the volume. You know what I'm saying?
I love him and Chilla in the volume. That's when you get the best Chilla to me. You get in a volume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and Nitty was kind of crazy. Yeah, I like that. I like that. But that's really it with that card, man. I know you said you had to run, but definitely tap in with me, man. Like I said, I'm gonna shoot you the info on what our whole schedule is looking like. But if you can't make any event, man, August 3rd is the one.
I'm gonna make the August 3rd one for sure. All right, I'll catch up with you later.
All right, my man. Peace. That was M Lane, man. Tune into his YouTube channel and all that good stuff. He does really great individual content that's very creative, that's original. Hello, original content. Like nothing like he's stealing from anybody or copying. It's just his own thoughts and he puts it together. Like it's dope. It's dope. Check him out. But I just noticed Ref in here. Look at Ref. Anytime we bring up Fonz, it's like a bat signal for Ref. Anytime it never fit. Yo, I swear he wasn't here yesterday because I ain't say Fonz's name once yesterday. I didn't text him like, yo, we about to speak about redemption. We're gonna talk about Fonz. Like anytime, Ref. And Mama Ward, you kind of like that too. I say anything that start with an A. Mama Ward up in here. No, I'm joking. Love you, Mama Ward. But I like that matchup, man. I can't wait for Chef Trez and Fonz, bro. I feel like that's gonna be a battle of the night for sure. Like all they gotta do is just get through their material. And we're gonna be like, I'm gonna be getting updates on how crazy it was. You know, right, T? Every time. You noticed that too? Just every time. I'm over here having a real in-depth conversation about the battle. He up here. Hey, I got Fonz winning. I swear he like Candyman. Y'all see the title. It says favorite battle this year so far. I know it hasn't been, like I said, it hasn't been a lot of events, but it's been a few. I know, like I said, iBattle had an event. It's hard to really talk about iBattle because I'm going to be honest, like not a lot of y'all don't have the app for iBattle, and that's their home. That's where they get busy at. So aside from Twitter posts and highlights, it's really hard to gauge, you know, what's their best battles until they officially drop on YouTube at some point. So, you know, Gates of the Garden, I haven't heard much about that. I haven't heard much about that whole ordeal. I don't know what happened there. So I'm gonna be biased, man. My favorite battle of the year is Lady Caution versus Seabreed Lyricist. I'm gonna be biased. I don't care. I'm doing this for me. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing this for me. I got to be me. Yeah, I got to be me. Me versus IRS. Oh, wow. You ain't have to share that. Casey, you ain't have to share that. You ain't have to share that. But I'm glad you did. So, yeah, what's been y'all favorite battle so far this year, man? I want to know. Also, we got to talk, man. We got to talk. Because I like rap beef, but I like rap beef when it's good. And it's competitive and it's fun. It ain't sounding too good or fun right now, man. What in the hell is Nicki Minaj doing with this music, dog? Y'all girl got a song called Bigfoot. I thought I was about to hear some crazy work. Like, oh, she about to tear her up. And nah, that wasn't it, man. That wasn't it. I would play it, but you know, I care about y'all. I don't really want to do that to y'all like that. And I care about me. And I don't want to hear it. That's what it really is. I'm going to be real. It's more about me. I ain't going to hold you. I don't want to hear it. I gave it one listen. And that ain't the jam. That ain't the jam for me. T, you got a lot of explaining to do. Being a barb or whatever they call it. Ref says she rhymed Bigfoot and Goodfoot. That's all you need to know about that song right there. In a nutshell, terrible. Oh shit, Melly in here. Melly.
Hi.
Hey, Melly, what's good?
I'm good. Listen, that Nicki, I played it, and I played it a cappella, and I didn't finish it.
Damn.
Wait,
a cappella. They got an a cappella version.
I don't know how it happened. But there is an a cappella version, and it was worse. And I didn't like it. I'm not a fan of either. I'm not a Barb. I'm not a whatever, Megan.
Yeah. Not a Meg Peg.
Meg Peg?
I don't know.
Really?
Stallionette? Stallionista? I don't know
what they call themselves. I'm not a fan of either, right?
Stallionaire. Stallionaire.
You know, I was there with the battle. I was like, okay, another type of battle. Let's just go.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what Nikki was doing. She was crashing out on Twitter. I had to mute her. And that's about it. Right, so okay. MechTag is insane. I'm sorry.
Hey. Because they was calling her Peg Leg Meg. Because of the, you know.
Nah.
The pow pow.
But, nah.
who makes the Bigfoot record sound like it was done in the closet studio? It was bad. What about the Benzino diss track to Eminem? Didn't like it.
Me neither.
I
liked Nail in the Coffin, and that was the last one I liked. Why is he talking about Benzino again? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why M woke up, you know, had some cornflakes with no sugar in it, and decided to just start back an old rivalry from 2003 or whatever. But that was just bad. I don't know, man. There's a lot of diss records going on. I don't like it, man. I'm gonna have to go in the booth. I got some diss tracks to give.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna put you, you know, you had a deadline, which was today at 3. I'm still not having.
No, I didn't.
You did. Yes, you did. You had a deadline, and it was supposed to be a battle between you and Nico. And I said until Tuesday next week.
And to record it. To record it Tuesday. You know damn well I have no TTP uncut.
No, I said it needs to be available by the next pull-up.
You know, I don't do TTP uncuts on Tuesdays. They're always released on the Wednesday.
Yes, you did, because you released it Tuesday last week when you tried to get rid of us.
I'm about to remove her from the screen.
But hi Melly.
Hey T.
All right.
Sweetheart. Hi, family. Listen here.
No.
Okay.
TTP Uncut will be out tomorrow morning.
It's recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Bet you won't be what she asked for. But, so, I listened to it.
Be honest.
Now, no, I don't like it. I don't like the beat. The beat didn't make it no better.
Okay.
Now, what she messed up was, when Megan did the song, you didn't need to do a rant. You could have put that all in the song. Because what she was saying is something she was ranting for 72 hours about. So it's nothing that you're saying different. But Gia's her. She's not even making it about the diss. She's really pushing this as a song. So she's not, it's like you dissed her, but then you flipped it and you're pushing this as an actual song. Like it's not even a diss, it's a song. She got the bars out there pushing this on the charts. Now she's doing it where she like, I dissed you and I got it on the chart. I'm number one on the chart. Like she's pushing it. And as far as gloating about the charts. So it's like, Gina's her. Because she is not like, okay, I just see you with this song. Nah, she's pushing this like, I need this to be number one on the Billboard charts. I need to make this, you know what I'm saying? So then I heard like a different beat to it. So even though what she was saying was blind, but the beat almost changed the whole narrative, like as far as like me liking it. But she could do way better. Way, way better.
Now people are saying that that's Soul saying that. That's not me. It was definitely a long way to say this song was ass.
But I wasn't with it. Like, I'm a Barb. I love Nicki. But that wasn't, I wasn't with it. I was like.
Now, could this be the whole Drake, Ro beat me to it. Damn, y'all are fast. Could this be the whole, all people remember with Drake versus Meek was the back-to-back. But he did have a song before that called Charged Up, where he was like throwing jabs to kind of lure Meek into the beef to say something because he had back-to-back waiting already. Could this be a ploy by Nicki? Like, I'm just going to play around, but when she drops something, then I'm, because her tweet, I put it on my, when I did the little vlog about it, she said she got 5 songs ready. Like, she clipped
yeah,
up.
She does. Yeah. She's baiting. Up for me. Yeah. She's baiting.
So, that's what I'm thinking. Is it a bait? Just
like I feel one? Like Meg baited.
Oh, okay.
Meg baited, because if she never mentioned that, I don't think the song would be just like Cobra. Like when she talked about her depression and the situation, like it gave a little buzz. I do like it. It gave a little buzz and then it died. She threw a jab where it's not necessarily directed, but then it's indirected, and then it blew the hook, like it blew up.
Yeah.
And it went haywire. So it's like she baited her to get her to ride up. So, because had she not mentioned that, it would have been like this, but because it was indirectly to her, this is why we're here now. So it would start with her first, and then Nicki will come in. So, but this whole, all I said is this 72-hour rant, like, it's funny, but then it gets too much. Because it's like, you should have just said, and it got quiet. Played the snippet and went quiet for 72 hours.
I agree.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Because you went there and then you ran here, there, over here, over there. Meg was at a whole party vibing. She wasn't even worried about her. Then she may say something to her. Then they start getting direct into the tweet. Now they direct each other and each other. I just feel like Nicki approach, if you the queen, you gotta act like the queen, baby. You gotta play a snippet and shut up for 72 hours, because then that would make everybody like, dang, she quiet. When she got up from sleep.
I think Meg.
But Meg got this one off.
I think Meg might be baiting too. I just don't know if she ready.
Oh, she baited. That's how she
baited. I don't think she's ready.
I don't think she's ready for this, though.
She's not ready.
You don't think so, she's Melly?
I don't think she's ready.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. This is like I've been on Twitter since 09. Like 09-ish. Nicki been on Twitter since 09. She been talking to her fans since 09. Like I don't know an artist to this day that is utilizing all her platforms, talk to her fans, like genuinely talk to her fans. The power of that. Like, Meg got her stallion, but it's not even Nicki you battling. You're battling the barbs for real. People think Beehive got, no, you ain't got shit on Nicki Minaj. That generally talks to her fans every day, all day. This girl is literally on my Twitter notification every hour on the hour. Talking, reposting, live, doing all this for our fans. That's who's pushing it. They start wars. So you're right. Like, if this is going to go like this, it's not even Nicki she's dealing with.
I think Drake going to jump in this. Or he going to say something. He ain't going to let that. He ain't going to let them shots slide.
He did throw a shot, and he... What did he do? He said something Nicki said. Cause she recently? Thinks she's throwing, yeah, recently.
Oh.
Something about, I don't know. I think a gun.
Because remember, they had a little beef. Because, you know, Nicki, Meg and Drake had a beef when he had kind of said something. Because they was like, she said about like a stallion or something. And yeah. She was like, I know you ain't this. I mean, they were like, he wasn't even
He definitely shot at her, and then on this track, she did. What she say something about like niggas be talking about BBLs, but got the same scars? Because I know people be saying that Drake got his work done or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was definitely shooting at him with that, and you know he's petty.
I don't know. That's crazy. Like I like rap beats. I like when it just be all wax, like.
Yeah,
I just like when it's a friendly wig on fire, stuff like that. So I just need Nick. I would say on this round, I would give it Meg this one, but as far as like overall, like Nikki still on top with it, because like I said, she probably know it was bad, but she shifted into making like this a song, like this a song on my album, this a song. So instead of saying like this a diss record, I'm pushing this as a song so you get on these charts. So I can gloat that and say, well, my diss is on the billboards. What's yours doing? I got a number one diss. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's shifting it. And she's telling, she going on there, she be like, tell me what count that, like, where is this song at? Can y'all pull up the list? She be having them go pull it up and look for it. If it's not on the top, they go stream the fuck out of it.
Yo, men having BBL scars is insane.
It is insane.
That is wild.
Yeah, under the knife.
Yeah, that's the barbs are. That's funny. That's hilarious. Well, she need to find Safari. Hey, Safari somewhere. He probably got a BBL too. Ain't no telling.
I'm a true barb, but I definitely heard that song like back in the studio. Let's go.
Nah, this ain't
back in the studio.
Safari was Roman. So since she broke up with Safari.
Wow. Safari being Roman is insane, but
it's
not
insane, right?
He looked like his name should be Roman, though. He looked like a Roman.
She don't need to find Safari. She can find me, because, you know, I got the board.
I just listen. So how long does Meg got to respond before y'all stop caring?
I already don't care.
The thing of it is, Nikki got to come with better. There's nothing to respond to. That's just being honest. I wouldn't respond to that. You come with something like totally like bad, like better.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't respond to that. Like, that wasn't good enough for me to, because in reality, what I said shouldn't even did this. What Megan said shouldn't even did this for. But for her response, I mean, I probably do it for the fun, but it's really nothing, because what she said, I was like, you already said it for 72 hours. All we did was just heard it in the music.
If Megan was truly baiting, then she would have a response by now. For me, she's not ready for this.
Yeah, she's not ready for this.
Because if let's just say that Megan came out with his in the hopes of, you know, she's already prepared. Her bars are prepared. Her ghostwriters are prepared, whatever. All right. And yeah, she's already prepared, and she's waiting on who's going to take the bait. She would already release something else. And if she hasn't, then she really truly had nothing. She just wants to have people go haywire over what she did and not do anything. She didn't really have a plan. She's not ready for a real battle.
I don't think she is right now. It takes her a minute just to get singles out. So, you know, a diss track within 24 hours, 70, whatever, however long. I think she is going to respond, but it's going to be a minute. And I don't know how.
Nah, this ain't nothing to respond to. Like, I wouldn't even respond. I'd be like, girl, whatever. Because you disrespected me. I'm coming with boy. You came with that. I'm not responding. You better come with better. Be back in the booth. And if I hear something, I think, then I'm responding. Other than that, I'm not responding to that. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm not responding to that.
I feel like the way she can kill Nikki is by just keep making hits. She can do what Rick Ross did to 50. Rick Ross never really had diss records for 50 when 50 was doing the most. I ain't never seen somebody do the most in a beef like what 50 was doing, like calling up Rick Ross' baby mama and then taking her shopping and buying their kids some Jordans and all that crazy. Mm-hmm. Rick Ross like, well, that's cool. I'm going to make this hit with Drake and Chrisette Michelle. That's cool. I'm going to make this hit. And eventually 50 just faded away. And he was like, you know what? I can't get this nigga respond. Let me go make some movies. Let me go start my own Marvel universe on Stars or something. Because he clearly ain't responding. So maybe I think Meg got enough traction where she could just keep making hits. She undid songs with popular people. You know, she got the relationship with Cardi.
Yep.
I think if she just do that and make bangers.
Well, it's not really a battle if she doesn't respond, right? So
it's not. But maybe that's okay in today's, like, I don't think you need to have diss tracks for the fans to rock with you and all that. I think it's going to happen the same way it happened to 50, where they was like, bro, Rick Ross making hits. Who cares about, like, this generation don't care about beef the way we did.
It's like, not, yeah, it's not like back in the days when, yeah, you know, it was diss track and then, okay, there was some response.
Man, we could.
Then, yeah, it's completely. Yeah.
Back in the day, nothing. You had to respond. You don't necessarily have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you had to for your, but now it doesn't
like matter. Nothing compares to Ether. Like, I told people, like, hey, you hey, have hey, to be in there hey, for hey, Ether.
Hey. We'll bring that up over here. What you doing?
You know, I'm Jay-Z fan, but I still just call what it is. Ether was no. Like.
I'm the biggest Jay-Z
but fan. But no, I'm the biggest Jay-Z fan. No, don't play with me. Yes, I did. I went to Brooklyn. Did you? No. Okay, so. So
how many concerts have you been to?
I've been to every single one. Don't miss one. I go by myself and fly. I need to.
What was the first one you went to?
Hard Knock Life Tour.
What year was that?
That was in 97.
And wrong. It was in 98. Nope.
99.
You're wrong. Look, 97, 98, 99.
I was young, but yeah. I went for the girl. I wasn't my auntie.
I caught her.
You ain't called me nothing.
Undisputed.
You right.
You got the book?
I sure do.
Which one I'm talking about?
You talking about I went to the museum? Are we talking about that
no,
book?
No, I'm not talking about that. He had a book before that. You remember what that was called?
Yeah.
What was it called?
A book.
I was, man. It's called Decoded. Go get your game up. Go get your... But anyway, that's my general know. There.
That's
Ether was
okay. That.
Ether was all right.
You know what? It was all right. Cameron did beef with Jay-Z too. That was crazy.
Cameron, and we're Cameron doing podcasts just like me.
Okay, doing great.
Yeah, you doing somebody doing a little bit better.
Oh yeah.
No, the same way. Why? No, the debate went about me versus Cameron. You brought him up about Jay. You gonna say that was crazy? Who you? Yes, I'm doing way better than Cameron. Yes, I am living it up over here.
Hey, can I add something?
Yes.
I don't like Jay-Z.
Bye. Nice knowing you, Belly.
Bye, Belly. Have a good day.
We have fun. Enjoy your time in the chat in the chat realm. Like, simple as that. Like all love is gone. But I love you from afar. All right. Never. That's crazy. That's crazy to stop our conversation.
Bye, Melly. Have a good one.
Yeah, it's all good. Y'all, you enjoy. You know,
you enjoy your day.
Yeah.
Just, me and Soul on the same feed. Yeah, let's go, Soul.
Let's go, Soul. Soul looked like he listened to like Glenn Lewis or somebody. Like I ain't trying to hear about no damn Soul right now. Soul grew up in the Bobby Valentino era, man. I ain't listening to him.
Bobby Valentino?
Yeah. His favorite rapper is like Flo Rida or some shit. I ain't trying to listen to him. He was in the club with Pitbull and I don't care about that. Listen. All right, y'all, be well. Is that Melly saying she signing off? You typed that? Oh no, that was Casey.
No, it wasn't me.
Like we got her to leave, y'all. We got her out of here. Bobby all right, y'all. Be well. Like, damn, you typed it out. Yeah. Sold that. Yeah, man. It's all respect, man. I ain't mean nothing by that. But yeah, no, I get what y'all saying. We'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing Meg respond. I hope I don't want to see what's their name? Benzino and Eminem. I don't want to see that back and forth no more. I don't want to see that on my timeline. Apparently, Ice Spice is throwing shots at Lotto. What's wrong with the women out here?
Lotto. I would throw shots too because why did she collaborate with Jennifer Lopez? That's just my. It was not in my bingo cards to be honest.
Wait, what?
Why did they have a song together? I'm just trying to. I've been trying to get it. Like, why?
She an artist and J Lo's an artist. Why can't they collab?
J Lo though. Jenny from the block?
Yeah, well, I don't get it. Wait, what? Oh, because J-Lo is from the Bronx like Ice Spice or something? Is that what this is?
No.
Oh. Like, what? Ledge, what?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was trying to connect the dots because I don't know why.
Melly, he came here. He always takes something that's out the wall.
Oh, my God. I don't
always.
No, I don't understand the reason why an artist can't collaborate with an artist. I don't see why that's a big deal. So I'm trying.
J-Lo's an artist.
Yeah, she still makes music.
Who?
Jennifer Lopez. She still makes music. What's something wrong with y'all two? What J-Lo do to y'all, man? What happened?
She's not giving credit to where credit's due. But go ahead.
What are y'all talking about? I'm out the loop.
Shanti writes the song, and she didn't give her credit. Oh my
goodness, y'all still ain't over the Shanti stuff. Is this what this about? Oh my goodness.
Are you protecting the brand?
Oh my, listen here, man. Look, I love Ashanti back in the day.
No, you don't.
I said back in the day. I said love the past tense. I've been listening to some of her recent stuff and ain't good. So listen, man, what happened in the past got to stay in the past. If you was making good music now, I would care a little bit more. But the music has been poop soup. All right? It's been poop soup.
For who? So,
Ashanti, her music lately. You've been listening to Ashanti recently?
No.
Exactly. Bow. You know why? Because it ain't been on the radar and it's not making waves because it is poop soup. J-Lo making movies. That's old stuff. So what? She had a song that was
Go ahead, say it. I want you to say it.
Say what?
That she did what? Didn't give her credit? That she act like she wrote it?
Hey, look here. I don't get credit for a lot of ideas that people love in the battle rap world. You see me up here crying? No, I got to it. I get back to it. That's what you do.
You don't cry. You put it on TCP Uncut. But go ahead.
Wow. That's not true. That's not true. Actually, I don't. Y'all going to make me. I'm going to open up a can today. Y'all keep playing with me. Baby, go get the crown. Baby, go get my crown. I'm going to open up some cans today. Y'all keep playing around. No, but listen, it happens. It's the music industry. The music industry got a lot of ghostwriters, got a lot of people collaborating, got a lot of people. And from what I heard, it was Murder, Inc.'s fault. They gave J-Lo the song. What's she going to do, say no? Old Boy was originally supposed to be for Hov. Hov said no. Gave it to Cameron. That's what happens. That's what happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. A little behind the scenes on the music industry, all right? Because I used to do music. I used to be in the
song. I know you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What kind of music?
You used to do xylophones. You used to do, like, cymbals.
No, I used to be in the rap group. Yo, why you just laugh at that? I can't be in the rap group. Oh, wow. Damn, this is crazy. Why are you laughing at my old history like that? Melly, you like you want to laugh too. That's funny.
What? No. I'm just
that was funny to you. I can't be in the rap group back in the day.
I mean, I want to hear it.
I never let you. Y'all will never get that. Ever. I got that off the files. Yeah, no, y'all ain't never hearing that. But you know, yeah, used to record, used to be with me and two other homies used to be in the rap group back in the day.
What's the name of it?
Nah. I know.
Yeah, sound like a lot of me.
Nah, you can't bait me into you Googling my shit. Who you think you talking to? What's the name? Oh, you scared. Must not have been a real group. So I can be like, oh, no, our name was. Yeah, I ain't about to Google my shit. Just know it was a group. Huh?
You sure it was a group?
Yeah, I'm damn sure.
What did you do? You rap?
What did you do? It wasn't a band. I wouldn't play instruments. We all rap. What did you do? I played the cymbal.
You were the beatboxer?
Yeah. We
where y'all performed it?
We performed at Harmony Park.
Harmony
Park. We performed at Fillmore. We performed at the Field House in the was it Auburn Hills, Michigan? Performed at this park at Belle Isle Park in Detroit.
That was at a park.
Yep, it was an open like performance concert. Performed in the neighborhood when Twista did
I was going to the corner store and you said, "Hey, we should try this.
To the corner store. Oh, you got jokes today. I see what's going on today.
Hey, I was watching, and he was like, hey, you rap, you be bop.
Wow. I'm going to let you know something. I was the nicest nigga in my city at one point. I don't know if y'all know that, but I was really nice.
Was it at 1 point or 2 point?
It was at, you funny. It was at 1 point. I was really, I was a night, not dude, like, cause I was a youngster. I was the nicest out under the age of 21 for sure in my city. That's a fact. At bars. Okay. Man. At bars. Shout out to Reno West, who was our manager, producer, and engineer, pretty much. So, yeah, that was our guy. Now, you can Google him, so I don't care. Nothing going to pop up with us linked to him, thankfully.
What happens if we find you?
Is this a challenge? Y'all search? the hell's going on? If y'all find me, don't tell me. If y'all find it, then just keep it to yourself.
What happened? Like, what happened to the group? You want to be a podcaster?
Yes. In 2002, I'm like, you know what? Podcasting seems like the future, y'all. No, I'm just like, we got older, and people, you know, when you get older, people just get into different things. Like, just like how consistent and I am, like, in this, I've always been that way. So it's just tough to get two other people to be as consistent as you. And it leads to frustration, and it leads to being like, yeah, y'all not ready for this. I never wanted to be solo. I only did it because I'm a team player. I like to be like I grew up playing sports. So that just came natural to be like doing shit like that. So I wanted to do music in the group. I never wanted to be a solo act. But so it was either we're going to work as a group or I'm just going to stop doing music. And yeah, I got to come to your house early in the morning when we got a scheduled time. Hey, we got to hit the studio at 6 or 7. Knock on your door. You sleep. You say you coming, and then we sit on your porch and look at the clock. Like, dog, he been up there for an hour. He coming or not? Then they mom comes to the door. He still asleep. Like, dog, we can't do this. We can't do this. He ain't serious. Producers not bringing in beats on the deadline. Yeah, so it just got old.
And he was a lead rapper.
What'd you say?
He was a lead rapper.
Was I the lead rapper? No, it was like three. Everybody had a verse. It's not a band. There was not like a lead singer.
I know. You was the first person to rap for last.
Nah, that's not how it go. Did you just start listening to hip hop last year or something?
No, like you missed.
Yeah, well, you a lead? No, I went first. I would say I went last most of the time.
Which is actually they had to get somebody strong first.
No, actually, you know better than that. In hip hop, the last verse, the last verse is actually the best verse. The one who got the best verse to end the song. So,
I went last a lot.
Yo, there we go. Look, somebody in here supportive. Thank you, JP. To end the song, fire. Thank you.
I cannot.
Oh, right, he's in your group. He's in your group.
No, he wouldn't have. Yo, stop, yo. No. I can tell you, my shout out to my boy Juan, who was in my group, and my best friend till today, Rob. Rob.
It's JP, right? Juan, Shane, Juan.
Oh, no, it's not. No. Juan, we used to call him Midnight because he was black as shit. He was really. He was Midnight.
That's insane. That's
it was.
Insane.
He's really dark skinned. And it was funny that he was that dark, and he was born on Halloween. Like, so it was hilarious. It was a hilarious combination. But shout out to Juan. I hope he's doing well. Rob, I talked to almost, you know, every other week probably. He's in Oklahoma doing well. That's my dog. He was our rapper and producer. So, yeah. And the truth be told, some of these beats that y'all hear, like, okay. On the show when I used to do when it's on the channel Good Morning Battle Rap, he made that beat. The beat for Summer Rain 1, like when I did the little trailer, he made that beat. Like he still like sends me instrumentals for shows and stuff. So if you hear like an intro or something like that, it was just an instrumental, it's probably from my friend who I was in the group with named Rob. So that's a little fun fact that I don't know if I ever said that, but yeah, so he's still around. And so is Reno to a degree. Reno West actually worked with Slum Village, and we were right after that. When
they, Slum Village. I forgot all about them. That was my group back in the day.
Yeah, and when he stopped working with them because they separated, he was looking for, obviously, a new Detroit group. And so he started working with us. He was taking us to Harmony Park, which was a really good studio connected to a cafe. You go up. I'll never forget, that was when I first, I wouldn't say starstruck, but I was mesmerized by Jill Scott. That's when I was able to see her, like, in the studio, because he thought, because our times clashed somehow, and we got up there a little bit too early. She was still in there working on something, and she saw us, and she just was like, it's all good, it's all love, come on in. And there was, like, this long leather couch that was really comfy, and I got to see her, like, in the studio, like, singing and stuff. She is amazing, yo. Shout out to Jill Scott. She'll never remember us because she was there. She was there. What was going on? It was something going on. It was the Jazz Fest. That's what it was. Jazz Fest is outside in downtown Detroit. And she, while she was there, she also wanted to record some music. And man, her voice is, man.
You sound like you still mesmerized. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Jill had an effect on me, man.
You remember as if it was yesterday.
It was yesterday to me today. I'm telling you that now. As if today, it was yesterday.
You mean today. Before or after?
Oh, this is way before. This is way before. This is like 2002? No, it wasn't that early. It was 2002
is kind of far.
Yeah, it's like 2006-07-ish. It was like 2006-07-ish. It was really definitely before the 2010s. It was early. But yeah, that was a moment, man. I'll never forget that. Good old Jill Scott. And I just remember the last thing she said when she left out, she told the studio guy, make sure these guys get something to drink. She think that's important.
I got you.
She was like, she think that's
and important. You've been thirsty ever since.
All right, I'm in the show right there. We're going to get on out of here.
That was enough. You set yourself up.
That was enough for me. That's enough for me. We got it. You got it.
No, hey. No. We're having a good conversation.
No, it ain't going so good. No.
You don't do nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy. After Liz, it's only fair we get to hear his music. Oh, you really taking up a hit, man?
Well, yeah, because you show
that wouldn't be a fair thing because you're talking about Hitman as an adult. Like, my music, I was a teen. I was like 16, 17. Wouldn't even be a fair comparison.
Are you not?
I was better than Hitman. I don't like my verse.
Talk your shit then.
Any verse I ever had was better than that shit that he had on that Awkward song. That shit was
okay. We got it here now.
I don't know where it's at. I don't know what's at. You got to talk to the powers that be. I don't know where that's at.
The powers that be. Okay.
Yeah, they somewhere around.
What's
there.
The name of the group?
I don't remember. We ain't had no name.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna go on LimeWire and try to download it. It's somewhere.
Yeah. Good luck.
Somewhere over there.
Good luck. Nah, it was, just look for Ledge and
I know what I'm gonna do. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. I'm deleting everything. So I ain't gonna be worried anything going with me. Everything coming off the interweb with me. I don't even know why I mentioned that I did music.
I don't know why you said it, but obviously you wanted us to find out.
No, it's not a search. Other people, it's a lot of people that did music that y'all don't know about that did music. Maybe you should look for them.
But I'm not interested in them, though.
So. Maybe, I'm just saying, maybe you should. You might be. You might hear their stuff and be like, okay, I remember when John.
Well, he did it for clout, girl. He did it for clout.
I remember when John did music. Boy, that was trash. That was bad.
Or John did music?
Yeah.
I haven't, you know, I'm a battle rap fan, but I haven't yet, you know, translated into battle rap music too. Mm-hmm. Because I'm still stuck in the 90s, I ain't gonna lie.
The place to be.
It's the place to, it's the place that should have never ended. I still don't know. I heard Twerk is good, but I didn't know John John did it.
Yeah, John John did it. Hollow used to do it. Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Who else was making music? The only people I really listen to that I like for real.
Twerk.
Nah.
No?
I like Calico.
Yes.
I like Bird, not Hitman, Bird. I like Bird's album.
They paying you. They paying you.
No, Bird's album is really nice.
They paying something over there. That St. Louis tax getting covered over there.
We know Calico ain't paying you to play his music on your intro.
Ooh, you getting paid, Lash? Get that money.
No.
He ain't no.
Nah, he ain't paying me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because I ain't compromised.
Oh,
I ain't compromised either. I ain't compromised either. Why you trying to see? You call me a hoe, a worker, not
compromised. Nah, I ain't calling. Don't do that. That's not what I'm saying.
Yes, you is. What you sound compromised for?
Hey, all I know is I keep, every time you post something on Instagram, I see Verb. Tell me what we did. Tell me what we did. Look, she got the little laugh. Y'all heard that?
It's the giggle.
Y'all heard that little giggle? Why don't you tell him what we did? I was like, what? He, like, the first time it's like, okay, it's a joke, ha ha ha. But then I see it the second time. I'm like, okay, we get it. I get it. You win. Then I see it leave just Instagram. It's on Instagram. Then I see it on Facebook. I didn't even know he had a Facebook. I'm just like, wait, who's this? Tell him what we did. I said, hey, listen here, man. What's going on? So this is
you
funny.
Said it like that is wild.
He was the first he the first person you thought of when you thought about good music, huh?
No, he really do have good music. I listen to it. This has nothing to do with me. And I'm important. But no, that has nothing to do with me. I like it regardless. Okay. But I like Calico. I like Surf.
Oh, yeah. Surf is cool. Surf music cool.
I even like the Chess and Run Bitty song they had together. It was a nice little song. I know you like Your Honor. You like his song.
It's funny. It's funny. I like it because it's funny.
I mean, what's up, man? We can go close to town. What's up?
You want to battle or something?
What? Who got coffee? Nah, you warming me up now because you talking too reckless 2 days straight. Come back to the food.
Hey, listen.
And
man,
you do it. Okay.
Yeah, listen. If you want to battle, we can battle one day, man. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this battle.
Okay, I really want to battle you. I really want
to
see you.
This was supposed to be since last year.
I know. I held it off because I didn't think she was ready.
Look what he is. He a brick. You see what's going on? You know, they don't like confrontation. They don't like to step up. He a brick. He one of them bricks.
No, that just means I'm a solid individual. That's all that
means. Nah, your foundation ain't on point.
This was supposed to happen last year.
Your foundation ain't on point.
No. Yeah, it should have happened last year, but I wanted to give her time to grow. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I just wanted her to develop, be the best she can be. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already developed.
Listen, I don't I don't know nothing about that.
I'm talking about the career, you nasty. I'm talking about my.
That's what I'm talking about too. I said, I don't know nothing about that. Why would I be nasty? I said, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about you being developed. All I seen was one battle. You had one battle. You did good. Everybody go check it out. She battled some girl, and she did good.
It's just some girl for me.
See, if you guys listen to TTP, you would know. TTP Uncut.
Ooh, child. Ooh, child.
Listen, yeah, shout out to T. What's up, girl, bruh? Yeah, man, look. I told y'all, man, don't let this little laughing in the glasses fool you, man. Once you done with me, it's done. Like, I'm cutthroat like that. I'm so
cutthroat.
No, seriously, it's people. I never forget when I was first with the missus, even before we was married, we went to go visit my grandmother, and I was showing her the old neighborhood. Sure enough, I get out, and I'm headed to the car. It's this dude in bad shape that I've known since, like, I was 8, 9 years old. His family is friends with my family. He's looking bad. He's walking in the middle of the street carrying, like, walking his bike. He just looked at me like, damn, man, you still don't show me love? You still? Because he did something way back that I just never forgot or forgave. And he tried to speak to me when I came off the porch to head to the car. He said, what up? I didn't look his way, and I could just hear him as I'm getting in the car. Damn, man, you still ain't after all these years? I'm like that. It's like that.
That
it's,
unforgiveness is insane, lad.
Listen, my grandma. Let's
go.
Nah. Because I ain't got. We only got one. Time on here is short. I can't waste it. You can't waste it. We can't waste it.
I get that. I can understand it. I also understand that if I'm imperfect, other people are imperfect, and they can also, you know, change. Not change, but grow up. And if I allow it for myself, I have to allow it for others as well.
What if you see patterns that they haven't changed?
Well, you know, if it's a pattern, then it's different, because if it's a pattern, they're not ready. Yeah, you can make a change. You can make the decision to just, you know, remove yourself from that and let them grow. But it's not indefinite. Like, when you come back, if I still see the same patterns, like, yeah, I'm done with you. I don't want to deal with that. But
word gets to me that he's still the same person. So that's all I need to know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all you need to know.
Yeah. I get word, and I feel like, oh, we getting into, yeah, fuck battle rap right now. And we getting into, and I go to the point where I feel like certain ages, I don't say forgive, but I don't mind it. Like, there's this, I can bring his name up, Dose Dope, the battler who had Battle of the Year against King last year. He's 21 years old. So,
yeah, he's a baby.
He's a baby. Mm-hmm. So when battle rap stuff goes on and he might feel away, I don't lament him for that. I'm like, he's young. He's not. But then when there's somebody, and I won't mention his name, but he's 40 plus, and he goes into Facebook groups like trying to disarmor our league and say, oh, I should have battled on this league instead.
At 40 plus? Yeah, no, unforgivable.
I'm like, dog, you too old to be doing that. So I can't forgive you. You're forever banned from the league as far as long as I'm here. Like, I can't. You can't shit on us, tag other leagues, and be like, man, I should have went on.
Like, really coming after your branding and shit.
Yeah. Okay, all because he was upset. He was like, I think they blackballed us. I don't think our battle is going to drop. I'm like, you don't think a good battle is going to drop? Like, y'all both are good, and I'm the one who put the battle together. You think I'm not going to drop it just because it didn't come out at your liking? No, and then my thing is, you know why I guess I'm not forgiving? This is the real reason. I'm gonna be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I am the most accessible person ever. Like, you can reach me, you can DM me anywhere, I'm going to respond. So I feel like if I I wouldn't say too nice, but I
you're too nice.
But if I got all these open lines of communication, I should be the last person you're throwing subliminal shots at or you're being pissy towards.
Like, yeah, you can talk to me directly. I get that.
Yeah, it's like that same guy used to hit me up at 6:37 in the morning and be like, yo, man, am I hitting you up too early? My bad. I'm like, no, I'm up. I'd be up at like 4 or 5, really. So it's no big deal for me. So if you already established that, like me and Melly established something where she can call me whenever.
Yeah.
I would never like expect her to like not call me when she has a disagreement or you know, something that's bothering her. I'll be like, like, even if somebody like, yo, Melly out here throwing shots, I'm like, that's not at me, because she could call me. That's some for somebody else. Like, I would just give y'all the benefit of the doubt. But the fact that person did that, and couldn't contact me. But then Dose is 21 years old, and he heard a podcast where he thought I was shooting at him, and he just straight up hit me up like, yo, man, I don't know. I just felt like, were you talking about me?
And that's respectable.
And I loved that. And I told him that, like, I was like, no, I was like, I was talking in general. You were included in that generalization, so I'm glad you asked that. And then after he's like, okay. And then I was like, he's only 21, and he had the wherewithal to just call me and not be petty and go online. So, yeah, you get one shot. You get one shot, and that's
it. I mean, I understand it.
It's tough. It's tough. Listen, my grandma tell me to turn the other cheek.
No, you shouldn't have to turn the other cheek. You just need to have solid boundaries in the beginning. And that's not a question of, like, forgiveness or unforgiveness and whatnot. It's just, if you have set your boundaries and you explained everything, yeah, there's no really coming back from that until you're capable of respecting my boundaries. And I feel you when people are being passive aggressive and instead of coming directly, I can't stand passive aggressive. I can't stand it. Can't stand it. So I get it. I get it.
I'm unforgiving. Oh, I'm unforgiving when there's an understanding. Like, meaning if we establish a relationship already, there's an understanding between us. So if you cross the understanding, there's no way back. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't know you and you're a stranger, you don't know how I move. So you might not know what works and what doesn't work for me. And the same vice versa. Like, I'm accountable. I'm pretty sure I've said some things where I may have overstepped my boundary because I didn't know you. Once we got to know each other, though,
it's a different story.
It should be no more of that. Yep. It should be no more of that. Once you cross, it's just done. It's just done. I can't shake it. What were you saying, T? I'm sorry. I thought I heard you cut in, but
you could go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just like I'm not with it, man. Because like I said, life is short. It's like dating almost. Like a lot of my homeboys used to be like, yo, why you don't take homegirl? You wouldn't take homegirl back if she did this to you? And I'm like, nah, y'all stupid. Y'all
take her ex back.
Yeah, like you already done wasted. Like, it was years. Yeah, so it was this guy who wasted years with this girl. He lived up the road. I ain't gonna say his name because I think he still sometimes watch the show. But my nigga, you know, if you in here, you know what I'm talking about, because he was like, yeah, no, that was stupid. Went with her from like high school to adulthood. She cheated bad. It was bad. If you listen, you know it was bad. Cheated and then moved. She then returned a year later. And found him like online, was hitting him up crazy. Yo, I'm back in town. I miss you. We la la la. I'm telling him, nah, dog, you probably shouldn't do that because she cheated before. She's going to do it again. We only got one life. All the stuff I was saying, I'm saying now, I've said it since I was a youngster. I don't know how I got this line of thinking, but I was saying it. He was like, yeah, no, I ain't going to do it. Next thing you know, there was a family gathering. She pulls up. They hooked up. He was with her again. Went well for about 4 to 5 months, maybe. And then, so there's this park. I think everybody probably, like, Roe would know about Belle Isle Park at night. Where you can drive, there's like cars, a long line, just bumping music.
Mm-hmm.
You're by the water. And I was with my homeboy at the time named Jay. I remember he had the white convertible. He was like at our age, that was like an accomplishment. And we pull up next to this car. This car is like hydraulics bouncing up and down. But it wasn't hydraulics.
Oh, no.
It wasn't hydraulics. I get out the car
in the daylight.
Huh?
In the daylight or at night?
It was sun. The sun was going down.
So it
was 6-ish. It was like 6:30, 7-ish in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like getting dark, but you can still see. The sky was clear enough. And I'll never forget, all I seen was the car bouncing up and down and her hand on the glass. And then when
Titanic
style? Huh?
Titanic style?
Titanic. Yo, that's crazy. All right, yeah,
wait,
we got in the show.
Somebody else. Hold on, she was in somebody else's car?
That was crazy. Melly crazy.
Hold on, she's in somebody else's car?
Yeah, she... Yo, that's crazy.
Hold on. She was in someone else's car.
She was in the car next to us. We pull up, you know, what was I listening? I don't know, it was very significant. We was either listening to Rick Ross or Jeezy, because that was like big around that time. It might have been Jeezy. And I just remember him because I'll never forget. I remember him cutting it off and it was Jeezy. Cause somebody's like, dog, you just gonna cut off the snowman like that? And then somebody was like, shh, shut up. What's that? And then we turned to our left, and we just see a hand on the glass and the car going up and down. And then when she removed the hand, it's like seeing the fish up close to the glass. Like, you know how they be having they like they face like puckering up?
Yeah.
It was like that. And I was like, oh, is that blank? And then Jay looked, and he looked at me. And we just put our hand on our face. You can see her kicking the guy off her. She turned, kicked him, and like got her like stuff on and told, and I can hear.
Oh, y'all saw each other. So y'all saw her, and then her doing the Titanic style, she was able to see outside. I got you.
Yeah. And so when she realized, oh, I know who these guys are, she then like
got you
squirmed out, put like, and was like, all I can hear was her saying, let's go. So like made him get up and get into the front, and he backs out really fast and they take off. And
let's go.
What'd you say, T?
Let's go. It's crazy.
Right? Like she saw us like,
she act like she was at Boys in the Hood and Crenshaw. Oh my God.
She panicked, yo. She froze and said, let's go. I can just hear her. And me and the homies just looking at each other. And then everybody just collectively was shaking our head as she was like, she had her head down as they were backing out. She didn't even want to look.
Oh, girl, it's too late.
Yeah. And she was ashamed. It's like, damn.
Ashamed of what? She knew what she was going to do.
You knew what she was doing. And then it was sad because when he told us, because she couldn't keep the secret. She went ahead and told him like the next morning, I believe, because we stayed out late. And so when I got home and I woke up and all that stuff, he had hit us up and told us when we came to his crib, and it was sad because he had like a ring. He was gonna marry her, and so
after that pattern, oh no,
he was like, "Dawg, I got this for her. I was gonna." But he was like, I was going, he said he had, he said he been had it from there. He said he been had it. He didn't know when, like I don't think he was going to propose to her immediately, but he said he was going to, like, he thought if it went well for a few more months, he would propose to her. So, you know, and then I forgot how much he said he spent, but it wasn't cheap. And that's what I mean by like, dog, you know, and I told him like, man, you ain't going to get none of this time back. Like you ain't getting none this time. This like, when you're in a relationship for real, you got to think about everything. Like, not you're giving up, but it's just like there's commitments to be had when you're in a relationship. We got engagements to go to this place, family gatherings that you probably wouldn't go to if you weren't in a relationship. Going with their family or them coming to see your family, like it becomes a thing. Like, I can't imagine like that. Like, damn, I'm gonna miss, like, especially me. I'm a sports junkie. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna miss 4 Super Bowls dealing with this motherfucker, man. Damn, that's how I'll be.
Like, that is so sad, though. That's a sad story.
I done wasted 2 Super Bowls, like 3 finals. I done missed time with my homies. Like, no, dog, I can't, because me and her got this going. Like, you, and I mean, conversely for women too. Like, women got like want to hang out with their girls sometimes. Like, damn, I could have been doing this with them. They went on this vacation out here, but I said, no, because me and him got this. Like, that's, it works both ways. So you got to be careful. Like, you got to make sure. You got to make sure. So that's why I apply, like, not wasting time and, you know, trying to give second chances. I equate that to, like, the dating. That's why I don't in battle rap. That's why I don't in real life outside of battle rap. I just don't.
So let me ask you this question. See, my Detroit husband, is that a yes or a no? Because you did a TTP uncut.
Oh yeah. Nah.
Okay, cool.
No. Not Michigan, sure. Detroit, no. Like, stay out of the city, Melly. Stay out of the city.
Got you.
You can visit the city. I don't know if you're into the casinos. If you want to, you know, gamble a little bit, cool.
Nah, I like to keep my money.
Me too. I don't go there either. Just testing.
Keep my money and go shopping, but
yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. So nah, yeah, I'm definitely not. So wait, what? Rain Black say.
Rain, chill.
Oh man, I ain't gonna. Hey, you out here wilding?
Chill.
You wilding? So yeah. You can come out here though. Michigan, you want to come to Michigan? Dearborn? No, not Dearborn. Excuse me. No, sorry. Southfield, Livonia.
I like Southfield.
Yeah, that's where the events are. Good people out there. Livonia is great. Troy, Michigan is great. Troy, not Detroit. Troy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not Flint. Not Flint, right?
No, stay your ass away from Flint, Melly. I'm going to tell you. Right. Best stay your ass away from Flint. I bet I not ever hear that your ass in Flint. I don't care. Nah, that's not. I don't care what's going on. Hey, ain't nothing in life going to ever be that dire for you to be in Flint.
To go to Flint? Gotcha.
Yeah. So, no. Not Flint or Detroit, but definitely Southfield, Livonia, Westland.
Southfield feels safe for me. I don't know.
Southfield is really good. It's a good spot, and it's a good mix. It's diverse. Royal Oak is my favorite place, really, to be honest with you. Royal Oak and Garden City. Garden City. I love Garden City.
They sound rich.
Gardens. It's not bad. It's not bad. Garden City is nice. I like that one of the few cities where it's at nighttime, and all the stores and things are properly well lit. It's not a dark city. It's like very. Feels like Vegas, but it's just very well lit. I don't know why I care about that, because that's just some old nigga shit. I care about stuff that I shouldn't care about, but I'm old, so I care about bullshit that y'all like. Nigga, you old. I care about shower heads a lot. Shower heads are important to
me. Makes sense. I agree. Because the pressure needs to be there.
You care for a head?
Do I care about
you
who?
Said, oh, shower heads. Never mind.
Melly.
Never mind.
What?
You hear what she's saying? You hear what she's talking about? What you thought I said, T?
It cut off, and all I heard was hit. So, sorry.
Oh.
And then she said, pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard she said, pressure.
All right. Listen, I'm trying to get monetized, T. I got it. I got you. Try to get monetized. Try to get my niece in here.
We were monetizing yesterday. We was lit. So, you know, me on your team and Melly, hey. You're going to be good.
Nah. I'm telling you now. We're going to cut back. It's going to be a...
Yes, you are. We are.
It's going to be PG rated. It's going to be PG rated by next week. I'm telling you. I ain't going to say
it. It'll be boring.
Is it? Listen, you don't need vulgarity to be excited.
We were... Y'all was talking about shower heads. That was bad enough.
Yes, shower heads for your shower.
That's what I said.
That's
and
a, she was okay.
Like, and Melly said, depression. You need the pressure.
Yeah, when you get a shower.
Yeah, she didn't say it.
I know.
She didn't say it like that.
I didn't say it like that.
The pressure. Like,
what the I hell did this? Not say it like that.
What the hell is this? Snoop Dogg Central Seduction? What the hell is this? Like, she didn't say it like that. But yeah, shower heads. Backsplashes,
yep.
countertops.
Those are necessary.
Yeah, I care about, you know, lawn like tools, like Craftsman,
Kitchen Island.
You care about ceilings. This is going wrong. / counter tools.
Only you are thinking like this. You are, hey, you a nasty nugget, man.
Nasty nugget is insane. What the fuck? What the heck is a nasty nugget? What the heck?
Yo, we gonna start a dating show. We gotta start something, team, man. It's something going on over there. It gotta be something going on.
Lab, stop crying. Oh my gosh.
She connected dots. She connected dots that ain't should be. That's not. It's not even connected. What about powder tops? I can't even talk about I can't talk about home. I can't talk about powder tops.
You can't talk about nothing.
No, I am crying hard, bro. I can't talk about powder tops. Oh my goodness.
You can't talk about backsplash either.
Oh,
nothing glitch.
Dog, that's insane. Oh my god.
Your spool edge.
Oh my soul, James. Yo, she over here connecting dots like she Rain Man or something. Wait a minute. You said shower heads, countertops, backsplash. Like, oh, tools. Look at her. I can't talk about shit. I can't talk about shit, man. No, I care about like crap.
And Millie didn't make no bed. No, and Millie didn't make no bed. So,
Yo,
it's house related. Oh my god!
You got to meet your history and your cookies on your computer. I'm worried what's going on over there.
The cookies on the computer. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Her cookies on the computer. She got to clear. She got to clear her.
Go ahead, Millie. Go ahead, Millie.
Yo, I can't say cookies. Hey, this show is over. I'm done today. I can't do it. I don't know what. Yo, listen, man. This shit. Listen, I need Black History Month to get here. Well, I can't do this shit.
Yo,
I can't do this.
Are things gonna be different? Black History Month? I don't think so.
Absolutely.
It's gonna be worse.
Absolutely. No, I'm
black at that point.
I'm censoring this show after once February hit. We gonna talk about the great African American heroes of our past time. I even talk about a rap or nothing. We're gonna be talking about nothing but legends, man. We talking about the greatest.
I'm sorry, that was me. It's really my fault. That's why I didn't want to pull up. Man, I didn't want to pull up. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, no, listen, man. Listen, we're gonna have an intervention. Don't worry. We're gonna have one soon. Y'all can talk to me, man. Just, I don't know what's going on over there in y'all neck of the woods. But we gonna figure this out. All right. I got to get out of here. It is getting close to Okie feeding time. It's snowing hard as hell over here. We just had clear skies yesterday and the day before. I was feeling good. Like, okay, it's about to get warm here again. Nope. Snow flurries. Stacks of snow. Look like it's about 4 to 5 inches outside. It's bad.
Is that how many inches?
Good night. I'm gonna go.
I was literally asking for real.
No, don't worry about it. Look it up on the Weather Channel. We got you. We got you. There's devices for your answers. There's Doppler weather reports all throughout. You got it.
The question for real.
Listen, you know what? I forgot what I said to you. I don't know, man. Listen.
Okay. I'm sorry. Listen. I just really didn't hear.
Is that
I ain't dealing with you. All right. We out of here. I appreciate Melly for pulling up. T, seek help. We got you. We're going to get you some.
You wasn't happy I pulled up?
Yeah, for sure. No, for sure. That's facts. All right. Shout out to T, Dr. Melly. Who else pulled up? M-Lane, support his YouTube channel, please. Really dope content over there. Hope to see him again at some of these events we got going on this year. And to you guys in the chat, man, to James, Rain, Roe. What up, Ems, man? Hope all is well. Ems, my guy, Montreal in the building. I see Jake Gamer in here, Lighthouse. All y'all, man, for pulling up. Thanks a lot. Means a lot. And yeah, y'all have a good one. TTP Uncut will be tomorrow. So y'all enjoy that. Have a good little episode for you guys. And that's it. As always, keep it battle rap.
Bye.
Peace and love. I am out. Time to feed my boy.